the staff worked with representatives of Google Fiber Utah, we had some concerns about construction methodology, and we shared that with you in some photos. I don't have a presentation tonight for the screens, but I think we've had our questions answered. They have agreed that they will follow the city's ordinances when it comes to some of our new investments in some of our new roadways. That is where we've reconstructed roads and recently put new surfaces on existing streets. They will be following our code to not cut those areas for 3 or 5 years, depending on the case, depending on what the ordinance requires. So we were pleased to have that part of our discussion with their engineers, and we feel good about, though there will be some disruption on existing streets, I think as the city continues to make large investments in resurfacing, I think that over time, we'll not have quite so many road cuts as maybe other cities that aren't making those investments. The one area that I would bring to the council's attention that will be an impact on us fiscally is the idea that we ought to have some inspection services during the time when Google Fiber Utah is installing their system. They made that suggestion to us. We think that's the right thing to do. Other cities have also done that. And so we'll put some detail together for the council, but we will likely be coming to the council in the next few weeks in one of your meetings with a proposal for inspection services to cover the term and the length of their construction period, which would be likely, they've indicated 6 to 9 months. And I suppose it could be longer depending on the decisions they make about where they're going to do their work and how they'll expand the system. So, but I anticipate that it would be within that 6 to 9 month timeframe and possibly a year. We have some options for paying for that. As you know, and as I noted in the staff report, they'll be generating a license fee in exchange for using our rights of way. And we have that funding source available if we wanted to reimburse ourselves. That fund won't grow, won't be available during the time we need the inspection services. So the city will use either its fund balance or cash reserves, or Jacob Brace and I, who's representing Google Fiber Utah tonight for us, we were discussing the use of ARPA funds, which appear to allow us to use some funds related to the infrastructure for internet services. So I'll look at that. That's a good place to look as well. The city's getting a sizable amount of ARP funds in the next few months. So anyway, that's probably all I have, Mayor. This agreement that is the subject of the resolution has been reviewed carefully by Todd Godfrey, our city attorney. It's very similar and identical in many ways to other agreements which have been approved along the Wasatch Front, where Google Fiber Utah has installed fiber in other communities. So the terms would be similar or identical to those. Jake Brace is here for us, so if he wants to say anything or if you have questions.
Would you like to speak? If not, you're not required to, but.
Just want to say thank you very much for all of the hard work that city staff and Todd have done in the negotiations and talks over the last couple of months. North Salt Lake is a wonderful city. We're excited to be working and moving into the neighborhood here and look forward to helping connect homes to fiber optic speeds and get everybody to be able to work from home, do school from home, and connect reliably to the internet. So we're excited.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the council?
I have a question for Ken. Ken, you said we had ARB funds. I don't know what those are.
So we haven't talked much about that. It's the American Rescue Plan.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. So
is that from COVID?
Yes. It's related to COVID. And in our city, we're getting about $2.6 million directly from the federal government. So, and we haven't had a complete presentation on it. After we're done with this item of business, I do have one question I want to ask the council related to it. But
any other questions or comments, or is there a motion? I should note that we have Councilwoman Baskins on the line, Councilman Mumford on the line, and Councilman Horrocks on the line.
I'll make a motion, Mayor, that we adopt resolution number 2021-24R, a resolution of the City Council of the City of North Salt Lake approving a non-exclusive license agreement between the City of North Salt Lake and Google Fiber Utah LLC for the installation of the network facilities in the city in public right away.
Should we approve the agreement right now too, or does that require a separate motion?
No, the agreement will be approved when you approve this resolution.
Resolution, okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I second that.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Let's do a roll call. Natalie?
Aye.
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
So that motion passed unanimously. Thank you for coming, and we appreciate Google being interested in our city. So that ends our formal agenda. Did you say you had one thing?
I just had one question related to the American Rescue Plan. We have a deadline coming up to request the funds. I just wanted to confirm, because I didn't ask the council, and it doesn't require a motion or anything, but I'm going to make the request for the first half of the funds, and hopefully everybody's okay.
Are you authorized to sign, or do I need to sign?
I'll look at that and see if we need your signature, but the deadline's coming up, so.
I assume it would be me.
May I ask a question?
It may be. I haven't opened up the, I have a link to it, but I haven't opened it up yet, so. Probably is, yeah, so.
Mayor, may I ask a question?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Two things. Did you say 6.2 million is coming to our city?
No, 2.6 million approximately. That's estimated. And the first half is available right now. And the next half would be available next year.
Okay.
I believe that has to be spent by 2026.
So we'll have lots of time to plan it.
Let me ask a little bit how that process works. Is it that we, like we would allocate a regular budget?
So right now we, as a council and as a staff, we have not made any proposals to the council. That is, the staff hasn't made a proposal to you about the use of ARP funds, and the council hasn't made any decisions. I would anticipate that we would carefully review the rules about what the funds can be used for, and that we would deliberate really carefully about how to use the funds. We've also been given, like all cities in Utah have been given, some fairly strict direction from the governor's office and the legislature, who have come together to give us some general guidelines about how they would like to see municipalities use the funds. There have also been some, already have been some funds set aside by the state of Utah for their ARP funds, which the state has indicated would be used for matching funds. If we wanted to build infrastructure with our money, there's a $50 million set aside at the state of Utah that we could tap into as grant funds, particularly for water projects. And so the staff's looking at that, but we'll have plenty of time to carefully put a plan together on the use of our funds. And there are lots of possibilities for North Salt Lake.
Okay, thank you. One follow-up question then. How do these funds, you mentioned it, and I may not have paid close enough attention. How do these funds interact with what we're doing with Google right now?
So one of the uses, one of the authorized uses of the ARP funds is the expansion of infrastructure related to fiber networks. And so we'll look at the possibility of using ARP funds to provide these inspection services that are going to be needed when Google Fiber begins their construction. That might be one source of funding. We may choose not to use ARP funds. The city has plenty of cash reserves to pay for those inspection services if we want to reserve our ARP funds for something else.
Well, I'm assuming that's not going to be terribly expensive.
I wouldn't think that it would be terribly expensive, right?
And so we haven't made a decision today on that. All we've decided with this vote is simply that we're going to go with this non-exclusive contract. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the inspection services would come back to the council for additional approval in the future.
Okay. I have one more question. And that is, I noticed in the contract that it said if necessary, we could have our easement, our public easements be utilized for the Google Fiber. Why don't we do that with everything rather than have it done in the road? Why don't we have it done in people's park strips?
That might be a question for Paul or David, but or even Jacob, but there are advantages and disadvantages to going into the park strip. The road is a convenient location, I think, in most cases. And so, I don't know, Paul, did you hear the question, Paul? I can't tell who can hear.
Well, and Jacob may want to add to this too, but I thought about that. The reason, if they go in park strips, about every 60 or so feet, they would have another driveway approach to go through, and those are all concrete, which is much more difficult. Or they're the way they're doing it, it's called micro trenching, and it only makes like a 1 to 2 inch wide trench in the asphalt, and it goes about 12 inches deep. If they go in, and they do have the ability to go in the park strip, they prefer going in the streets because they would have to fight all the driveways and all the sprinkler systems. And Jacob, do you want to add anything to that?
Makes sense.
Did you hear that, Lisa?
Oh yeah, I didn't know if Jacob wanted to add anything. Yeah, that's completely understandable. I didn't even think about the driveways. But it looked a little bit messy. And is that just because it's a different kind of material, or is there a way that it could be a little less messy?
Yeah, that was one of our issues we raised, and I think that we'll do our best, and Google Fiber Utah has said they'll try to do their best. We'll have lots of coordination meetings. We'll have permitting meetings when they start construction. Every trench requires a permit and a plan ahead of time that we'll be looking at. And so as we need to, we'll raise those issues as we monitor the construction.
And as we do chip seals and overlays, I'm assuming this won't be visible.
Yeah, these will start to disappear as we make investments in new road surfaces.
Good point, Mayor.
That we want to take some of our planned road improvements and postpone them until after the install. Or are we just thinking it's not that big a deal if we wait 4 years instead of immediately?
No, well, that's a great question. We've talked with their representatives about some of our current projects, like the Eaglewood Loop project, and we'll be getting together to make sure that the conduit goes in ahead of paving in those areas. We have Eaglewood Cove, the new subdivision above the golf course, that'll be going in. So we'll connect these guys with our planned projects ahead of time so that they don't have a need to go into a brand new area.
That's great. That answered my questions. Thanks.
Okay. And so when do we need to apply for those funds?
I think the deadline is the 11th of July, if I'm not mistaken.
We won't have a council meeting before then.
We do have one next Tuesday night. I just was looking at the application today and
okay.
I could have asked you that next week.
Okay.
Sorry, to make this last longer.
We just need to make sure that whoever's, I think it says just somebody that's authorized
check.
Needs
yeah.
to sign it. And I'm assuming I was.
Yeah, you would be. I'll check that requirement. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. Is there anything else or is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, I don't get to vote. going to leave. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks. We are excited to work with you. No, I've been meaning to ask you about it because I was thinking about it, and I just...
Well, and I just didn't realize I could have asked you next week, but I just wanted to make sure that if I worked on it and it got down to my final click or something, I didn't want to ask for those funds if you the council didn't. I never talked to the council about it, so it's not like I'm not...
And we could authorize you to do it. I guess we just have to have a motion, which would be fine.
Yeah, I'll open it up.